Nature is, in a sense, perfect, and so the streams of the alternative flow have more purposefulness and logic than the wisest reasoning mind. However convinced the mind is that it reasons clearly, it will still be prone to making mistakes. The mind will make fewer mistakes if it did not try so hard to get involved and allowed problems to resolve themselves. When you let go of the situation and relax your controlling grip, you allow the world around you more freedom and the flow can take its own course. Welcome back to Transurfing World. My name is Dennis and welcome back to another episode. In this episode, we are wrapping up chapter number 6 of Reality Transurfing, The Alternative Flow. In this last section, we have the topic of letting go. And as I just read the passage from the book, this concept of reality transurfing is very important. And I think it's one of the most life-changing concepts you can learn from reality transurfing. It's a model that has served me a lot these past 3 years, letting go. And I'm pretty sure that you've listen to many people talking about the importance of letting go in the self-improvement, self-development world. But here in the transurfing model, we have a different perspective, a different approach. So I just want to tap into this topic right now, and I'm very pumped about this because this is a concept I really like and has helped me a lot. So the first thing I would like to address here is that, you know, your rational mind. Whenever you're doing anything, whenever you are doing your task, whenever you're thinking, whenever you are going somewhere, your mind is always looking out for ways how you can control the situation. All right? Our mind, our rational mind, is always looking out for ways how it can do something in the most rational and effective way. That's how we've been, that's what we've been taught since we were like toddlers, since we were little kids. So since we went to elementary school, you know, our teachers or parents, they told us to behave this way, use your brain, think clearly, think rationally, you know, they planted on our head this kind of like chip where we are just thinking rationally and listen to our brain and looking out for the most rational and like the explanation that makes the most sense. But that's not the correct way, because when you are trying to control the flow, and we've tapped into the flow, going with the flow in our previous episode, but now when your mind tries to control every single thing, what you're going to do is you're going to create excess potential, and then this is going to create imbalance. All right. And as you know by now, nature is in essence, perfect. And so the streams of the alternatives flow have more purposefulness and logic than the wisest reasoning mind. You know, nature doesn't waste energy. Nature doesn't waste energy. Nature is always going to find the most optimal ways, energy saving way on how any situation can develop or unfold. So this is something you gotta keep in mind. So when we talked about the flow, how you have to let go of the resistance, how you have to go with the flow in the transurfing model, what we mean here is that you really need to control your mind and becoming aware that whenever you are going to make a decision, you will see that your mind is going to be the first one to pop up, your rational mind. Your rational mind is speaking, is telling you that you have to behave this way. You have to go with the rational way. Do this, do that. That's the rational thing. We have this obsession. Why? Because this is how we've been programmed since we were little kids. As I said, use your brain. Do not do this, do not do that. Do this instead. Be smart, you know? Explain yourself. Think with your head. Do you realize what you're doing? Do your homework. You won't get anywhere in life without a brain. Will you ever learn? You know, that's the things. Teachers, professors, our parents, or people who teach, who teaches something tells us. That's why we are very self-driven. Like our mind is always trying to control everything with logic. But when it comes to the flow, when you are so attached to something, and this is one of the most important concepts in transurfing, the transurfing model, that you have to exercise detachment. As I said, nature doesn't waste energy. The flow is going to find the best way on how to let things flow, all right, if that makes sense. But the moment you're trying to so hard to control with your mind, trying to attach yourself to the things, to the events, to the situations that go into your life, that's when you create excess potential. And the problem with the mind is that it tends to interpret any event that fails to fit its script as an obstacle. So listen to me right now. The mind likes to plan everything beforehand, make calculations, and when something unexpected happens, it fights against it, trying to make it fit the script. Unfortunately, this only makes the situation worse. Obviously, the mind is not capable of planning events ideally. This is where more freedom should be given to the flow. The flow has no interest in ruining your life, as such an action would lack purposefulness. Lives can, however, be ruined by ill-designed actions. And this is one thing, like, in the transurfing model, there is this thing that Balin Seal, the author, points out. Transurfing demonstrates a different way of being. Firstly, if you reduce the importance you attribute to an obstacle, it will fade of its own accord. Secondly, if the obstacle does not respond to your efforts to overcome it, move around it, and guidance signs, remember guidance signs from our previous episodes, will appear to assist you. Okay? So this is very important, like, once you become aware of your mind, every single day, try to exercise detachment. You know, the mind's compulsive desire to control everything turns life into an endless battle with the flow. If only the mind could allow the flow to go its own course rather than trying to force its will upon it, the mind's greatest error is that it strives to control the flow itself rather than its own movement within the flow. Let me read that again. The mind's greatest error is that it strives to control the flow itself rather than its own movement within the flow. This is one of the main causes of the majority of problems and disappointments that people face. The purposeful stream that takes the path of least resistance is incapable of generating problems and obstacles. These are created by the madness of the mind. Activate your inner witness and observe at least for one day, how the mind tries to control the flow. Sometimes we go around our life, you know, we do the same things, we go to our job, we go to school, we go to, you know, to hang out with friends. And sometimes our mind tries to argue with everyone and with anything. Your friend might come up to you and tell you something, but your mind's going to shut down and try to argue against what your friend is telling you. Maybe your friend is just giving you advice or telling you something, trying to giving you some information, but your mind is going to try to find ways to fight it. Sometimes solutions are going to be offered to us, but we will protest because we will think with our mind, with our own beliefs, with our own set of beliefs. Now, what I want you to do every single day by becoming aware, I want you to try to release your grip and give the flow more freedom. Believe in the flow. Do not be in a hurry to fob someone off. Object, argue, prove yourself that you're right, that you are right and they are wrong. Do not critique so fast. Try to manage the situation by becoming aware of the moment. The moment someone is telling you something, someone is talking to you, try to listen fully, because that may be an omen. That may be a guiding sign. Don't let your mind jump into the argument, jump into the event, trying to prove yourself right. I am right. I am more logical. My mind, I am more clever. I am smarter than you, so I have a better solution than you. You know, stop when your mind tries to jump into the discussion, and stop for a moment and release your grip and give the flow more freedom. Try that exercise. You know, as I said, try to exercise detachment. And you will see that by being willing to release control, you will acquire more control over a situation than you had before. And I've done this so many times for the past 4 years. I've been trying to release my grip, trying to give the flow more control. You know, when you let go of the things and you let go of all the rational ideas that you have in your mind, and you really release your grip and you let the flow take over, you will see that things will unfold in the best way possible. You have more control over the situation than you had before. So it's very important that you exercise attachment. And we're going to tap into pendulums right now, because pendulums, as you know by now, are this force that's going to get you in, I would say, disconnection, unbalanced with the flow. So it's very important, and when you know by now, like if you've been listening to the podcast and or if you read Reality Transurfing, you know the ways that you can counterattack pendulums and not being influenced by them, and by not creating excess potential, you can go with the flow. Okay, so it's very important that you become aware of the pendulums in your life, that you become aware of all the distractions, of all the things screaming for our attention in our environment, all the things, this world right now is so noisy. So it's very important that you protect your attention every single day. You protect your attention. You try not to listen to negative news. You try not to talk to toxic people. You detach yourself from this toxic environment. And in your mind, you create the life you want. By creating the life you want in your mind, by detaching yourself from all the things, from people, from negative events, negative news and everything, you are creating your own reality. You are literally writing down your own reality. So the only form of control worth your attention is control over the intensity of projected inner and outer importance. Now, remember that projected importance prevents the mind from letting go. When you attribute so much importance to something, then you are creating excess potential, and it's going to be harder for you to let go of things. So now in this section of the book, like this is the last part of chapter number 6, where we talk about letting go. It's very important that you let go of your grip. Your mind has to let go of all these controlling thoughts, of all these rational thoughts every single day, because this is going to affect the flow. And you know now how important is the flow. So, again, try to let go of this mania, of this sense. We as human beings, we are pride. We have a lot of pride. We want to be in control of things, right? And it's not that us as human beings, we want to be in control of things, but it's a rational mind. Our mind is what tries to control everything. The mind is the one that tries to look smart, being proven right, so on and so forth. So if you practice letting go consciously, the feeling of relief will be greater than when you succeed in proving your point. So the more you do this, the better you're gonna get at this. So letting go every time, it might be something small throughout your day, like maybe you are talking to your girlfriend and there is this small argument, or with your friend, your brother, your sister, whoever, and there is this small argument, but your mind, your rational mind, tries to convince yourself or convince the other person that you are right, even though you're right, but for the other person, he or she might have like a different perspective, but your mind tried to prove itself Right. That's the rational mind. That's how we've been programmed to. So it's very important that you become aware of these feelings that you raise. It's very important that wherever you put your attention into, it's where you put your energy. So it's very, very important that you control your attention first. And for controlling your attention is you have to control your awareness. So once every time, like, you're going through any situation throughout your day, throughout your life, and you have to exercise detachment, and you have to exercise that sense of stopping your mind to jump into the argument right away. Instead of that, you can just stop, think a few seconds more, take a few seconds, and don't let your mind, your rational mind, interfere with the flow, because that's very detrimental. And to wrap up this episode of letting go, let me read this quote. This is actually the last paragraph of chapter number 6 of Reality Transurfing. And it goes like this. Does this mean that you should keep your mouth closed and your head down? That would be a little extreme. The question should be approached with a sober mind. You should only consider getting annoyed and telling someone off if they are bothering you directly, and then only if your criticism will change the situation for the better. Never criticize anything that happened in the past and cannot be changed. In everything else, go with the flow. Not in a literal sense by agreeing with everybody and everything, but by moving the center of gravity from control to observation. Observe more and do not be in a hurry to control things. There is no need to be concerned about things, about getting the right balance. A healthy sense of moderation will come with practice. So now you have this idea of letting go from the transurfing model. I want you to, as any transurfing exercise and technique, I want you to practice it every day, to be conscious of it. These are things that you realize by going through your day and becoming more aware, and by knowing the rules of the game, this game we call life, reality. By knowing the rules, by knowing how energy interacts with energy around, and how everything is pretty much just energy, and by becoming aware, and by just trying to connect our heart and our mind, and try to get this unity, we create coherence. And we will tap into this kind of topics, more advanced topics later. But for now, it's very important that you learn to lower the voice of your rational mind, of your brain, because it's going to try to control everything. And the mind, as I just said, it's not right. It's going to make a lot of mistakes. But if you learn to shut it off and start listening to your heart and start to feel this connection with the field, with the alternatives, with the information field, you will see that your life is going to go smoothly. Everything is going to turn out amazing for you, and you will end up having the best reality. Everything, anything you want in life is achievable, as long as you know the rules of the game, as long as you know how to play it. And transurfing here is just that. A book with the rules, with all the things, so you understand the rules, you understand the game, you can win the game. This is not a race, this is not a competition. You know the rules, you create your reality, and that's the reality you're gonna get. The reality you want, it's the reality you'll get. But by becoming conscious of this, you can create it. You can live the most fulfilling life, and that's what this podcast is all about. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It's a bit longer than usual, but this topic of letting go actually excites me a lot, because the Transurfing model does have an amazing and interesting approach. If you have the chance, just go and read this last section of chapter number 6, and you will be blown away. I can guarantee that. But just in summary, it's what we just covered here in the episode. So thank you so much for listening. If you have any question, you can always reach out to me through the podcast, or you can also hit me up on Instagram. I'm going to leave my Instagram down below. That's the only social media I have, I am using right now from time to time. And nothing. I hope you have a great rest of the day, and I'll see you in the next episode. Take care and bye.